The First World War is the subject of a new Steven Spielberg movie, War Horse, opens Christmas Day. It's based on a children's book. A second Spielberg movie also comes from children's literature. The Adventures of Tintin is inspired by a Belgian comic book character. Tintin stories have sold hundreds of millions of copies in dozens of languages. Film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Tintin is a crime-fighting boy journalist who specializes in solving riddles with the assistance of his intrepid dog, Snowy. Here he gets involved in a tale of daring do in distant lands that revolves around hidden treasure and a secret scroll that Tintin has and the bad guys want.
Have you found it?
He doesn't have it.
It's not on him, boss. It's not here.
Not here? Then where is it?
Where's what?
A piece of paper like this.
These adventures are presented in an up-to-the-minute combination of 3D computer animation and performance capture technology. This complicated process is overseen by a pair of filmmakers, Steven Spielberg and producer Peter Jackson, who've always kept their inner child close at hand. These technologies prove to be just the ticket for Tintin's exploits. They create a good-humored, high-spirited world that is delicately poised, just as it should be, halfway between the cartoon and the real. And they mimic the elegant visual detail and vibrant color that generations of readers have fallen in love with in the original stories. Performance capture has also done surprisingly well with Tintin's actors. Jamie Bell plays the young journalist, and performance capture veteran Andy Serkis co-stars as Tintin's unlikely ally, the inebriated old sea dog, Captain Archibald Haddock.
You wouldn't happen to be related to the Haddocks of Marlin Spike Hall, would you?
Why do you ask?
Well, it's for a story I've been working on.
What makes The Adventures of Tintin special is the seamless way it combines innocent wonder with the most worldly and sophisticated technology. That makes for scenes and camera movements which don't look like they'd be possible in the real world. No one does this kind of thing better than Steven Spielberg, and the child in us all couldn't be more pleased.
Ken Duran reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.